Fall fire season opens with concern. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, it's been several weeks since we've had any kind of meaningful precipitation across the state, and that has state forestry officials even more concerned about the beginning of fire season.
Our heavy fuels out in the woods, down logs and branches, are just bone dry. If a fire gets started, it'll be very hard to put out, and it'll last for a long time. It's an exceptionally dangerous time, and we hope that people will be careful.
Information Officer Dwight Barnett of the Tennessee Division of Forestry says anyone planning to burn outdoors now needs to call ahead and get that burning permit.
A permit is required for outdoor burning between October 15th and May 15th. All you have to do is call the local forestry office. Tell them what you want to do, and they'll issue a permit number over the phone. That's all that's required.
Now, activities requiring a burning permit include brush and leaves, untreated wood waste, and burning to clear land. Burning permits are required in all areas of the state unless superseded by a local ordinance. So forestry officials suggest that you also check with your city government for any local burning requirements.
You need to make sure you've got water and tools handy and enough help to control the fire that you've got, and make sure that where you're burning is not next to fuels that might ignite and carry the fire into the woods. People should be aware that they are responsible for the damage that their fire does.
Now, during fire season, anyone burning without a permit is subject to a Class C misdemeanor punishable by a $50 fine or 30 days in jail. So far this year, more than 1,100 fires have burned an estimated 12,500 acres. 65% of those fires were due to arson. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.